Probably the most interesting thing that I learned is the lesson that we had with Mr. Andy on how to study the Bible. And we went through a few steps and questions that you may ask, going through your observation, who's it being written to, why is it being written to them, who's writing it. And as I was doing this, I quickly found out the more questions you find, the more questions you ask and answer, the more questions there are. And I also found out that it's hard to get to the next step, which is interpretation, because then you have to interpret everything that you just asked. And it just keeps building up, and it's very interesting on that. And that's one thing that I thought was very helpful at Preacher's Camp.
A very important thing that I learned this week while at Preacher's Camp was teamwork, because this week we had the opportunity to go to the NC State High Ropes course, and at one point there was this giant ladder that we had to climb, and as you climbed, the different bars got further and further away from one another, and you had to rely on your teammate that was climbing up with you to help you get up to that next step. But luckily we did have a rope on us, because when you got to the top you were about 35 feet up in the air, and it was scary. And below, though, there were three people also that were holding the rope for you. It wasn't the people that were certified in doing this. It was your fellow peers that were keeping you up there. So throughout this activity that we had to do, it was very important that we had to rely on one another and we had to trust one another. And that was a great team building exercise that I felt was very important.
So at Preacher's Camp, I learned how to better write a lesson and prepare one, because before Preacher's Camp, I was not very good at that. So Preacher's Camp has really helped me to build lessons and prepare to speak.
At Preacher's Camp this year, what I've really learned is that there's more to preaching and teaching than just standing up here and presenting a lesson. Because Thursday night, we did a roundtable discussion of just some topics that are brought up in the world of homosexuality, abortion, and pornography. And the staff, they were playing sort of devil's advocate and sort of asking us questions, and we would have to answer those with biblical or logical statements. And some of the things they would just throw at us, it was just like, whoa, just step back and you're like, you don't really know how to answer that. And it just shows that there's more just being up here and just preaching to your fellow Christians. You have to get out there and to seek and save the lost and talk to those people who may not know as much as you do.
I got out of Preacher's Camp was how to study the Bible, like Trey said with Mr. Andy. You don't just read it every day. You interpret what you read. You apply it so you can learn more about it, like ask questions so you can understand it more.
I think the most meaningful part of this Preacher's Camp was kind of looking at the examples of different people in the Bible who had various disabilities. You know, Saul, how he was in so much sin, he thought that he just couldn't, there was no way of coming back. And just the different types of people and seeing how they still found a way to preach the gospel, how they still found a way to be meaningful, a way to make their mark. And I thought it was really inspiring to show, like, that even us, even in a world full of cannots or lazy people, pretty much, it you still have a way. There's always going to be a way to preach the word of God.
The most important thing that I learned at Preacher's Camp is that we all have to work together, because if you don't work together, then it's just a big blob of nothing.
This year that the best way to transition in a lesson from one topic to another is to have slightly alike topics. That way it's easier to transition.
The most important thing that I learned at Preacher's Camp is learning how to study and learn more about God's Word and meet and fellowship with my new friends.
Good job, gentlemen. Wasn't so bad, was it? You know, throughout this week, now Trey probably had the best impromptu whenever he quoted me. Quote me and I'll give you all kinds of high scores because it's just a good source. But I would have to say that Isaiah probably came up with one of the best lesson teasers. I told Calvin that I was going to see about hiring him to promote my lessons. Whenever he got up here on Wednesday night to promote his lesson for this morning. And he said, 12 people and 6 firemen died in a fire. Sunday morning, I'll tell you why that's a good thing. And I was like, that was awesome. That's going to get people to want to come back, right? But the boys have done so good. And I want to mention what Calvin, let me tell you kind of what these guys went through. We would record them doing their speech. We did that about 3 times, but one time we sat down with them each individually and we would watch them preach, and the staff then would kind of point out things that they were doing and point out things they needed to work on. And you know, that's kind of tough. It's kind of tough to sit there. We also told them what they were doing very well, but it is good to be able to watch yourself, but it's hard to watch yourself. When I did television program in Missouri, I never wanted to watch me preach on television. You know, that was hard to watch because then I saw all those things I don't need to do. But it helped them to see some things that were going on. And one of Calvin's things was that he had these really difficult transitions between his points, but he was able to see that when he was watching his lesson. And Calvin worked very hard. And I was so glad to hear him come up here and say, that's really what I learned, because I know Calvin worked really hard on that this week to better transition from one point to the other, to where you guys weren't trying to figure out where did he just go, but he really was able to fix that. Another thing, I'm having to apply, you know, when Peter asked Jesus, how many times do I forgive my brother when he sins against me, and he said 7 times 70, I'm having to apply that text. And I know it's a jump, guys, so those guys, you know, guys, the staff don't go, hey, Nathan, that's a little out of context. I'm having to apply that to Calvin and printing his sermons out. My computer has access to the copier to print sermons out, and I bet I have printed him 7 times 70 over the course of this week. Coming up to me 3 times a day. I mean, he'll fix something and come up to me like 3 or 4 times a day. Mr. Adams, can you print my sermon out again? And but that showed that, you know, I was proud of him. While I teased him about it, I was proud of him because he was working on it. He was working on his sermon that he knew he wanted it to be printed out. Last night he told me, he said, can you print it out? And I was printing something else out. I said, I have to wait. He said, well, I can't wait till in the morning. You got to get it for me now. And so I told him, I said, this is the last one. And it was. So, you know, wonderful to see them work hard. You know, our responsibility as children of God is not just to sit in the pew. Our responsibility as children of God is to fulfill the great commission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to go into all the world, to make disciples of all nations, to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then to teach them to observe all things that Christ has commanded, because we know that He's with us. That is our job, seeking to save the lost. And these young men are dedicating themselves to that. I've had several of them talk to me about different aspects of preaching, you know, talk to me about, Can I still work in the secular world, and can I still preach? Yes, you can. You know, there's a lot of ways that we preach the gospel. You do not have to be a full-time preacher, like myself or others. But my father has preached for 50 years and always worked. He taught school. He ran labs at the hospital. But he worked very hard as a gospel. He has always worked very hard as a gospel preacher, while what they call today bivocational preaching. But these young men have, several have expressed that they have an interest in going on to preach all the time. But, you know, as Christians, we all have that responsibility to teach God's Word to every opportunity, you know, in every opportunity that we have. We are all sowers. And we all need to be spreading that seed everywhere, because we don't know where that good soil is all the time. And we might throw some out there, not even realizing that it's good soil, and it will land there. It'll germinate there. You know, we can water it, right? Paul said, I planted, Paulus watered. God will give the increase through His truth. It is the power of God unto salvation. But let me tell you what, nothing comes up in a field if no one sows any seed. So it is our responsibility to be those sowers. And these young men are preparing themselves to better sow the seed, which is the truth of God's Word, in the hearts of men. There will be some that will be hard. There will be some that will be thorny. Some that will be rocky. But there will be those that are good. And it will come up and it will bear fruit many times what that seed was. So thank you so much for listening to the young men this morning. I think the bell is about to ring, so I'm going to go ahead and let it in and give you an opportunity to encourage the four men that have already spoken during this Bible class time, and then we'll have three more gentlemen speaking during our worship time. Thank you.